Siman Tov Yud Zayin. We're going to learn the halachas of expecting or nursing woman with regards to fasting on Yom HaKippurim. I want to emphasize that one should never paskin oneself. These halachas, it's self-understood and it's obvious, but it just gives us a bit of idea what one should be looking for and when one asks, what one should be asking for. But again, these halachas are very, very independent. There's many mesoris, many rabbonim have got mesoris, traditions, kabbalas, which they paskin, these halachas. On the one hand, additionally, also many experienced rabbonim have got a lot of experience in how to paskin those shailas from their own experience. So that one should just always ensure to ask an experienced rabbi when it comes halacha l'maaseh to uberes or menekes b'yom HaKippurim. Just as an example, I remember asking once when my wife, I think, was probably expecting my oldest, I had a conversation with Meir Brandstorf, who was a very, very, very senior Rav, Dayan, Posik, probably one of the Gedolei Poskim in Eretz Yisrael. And Meir Brandstorf, when I approached him, I don't remember the details of the question, but that doesn't really make a difference. But the answer that he said that you should prepare shiurim. You should prepare shiurim and you should prepare little kiddush cups. And, you know, these whiskey glasses, these plastics, and you should prepare them and put them in the fridge. And he said, although I don't believe that your wife should be breaking a fast, but I firmly believe that if this is going to be ready in the fridge, she won't need to access it. It just gives a certain ishvatas. Tell her whenever she needs to have it, she can just have it. And I'm telling you now, she's not going to. And that's exactly what happened. So there is a lot of expertise when it comes to these asking the shailas with experienced rabbonim. Uboys and menikos misanos mashlimus b'yom HaKippurim. The halacha is that a expecting and a nursing woman should fast on Yom HaKippurim. They are obligated to fast like everybody else. It is Yom HaKippurim, unlike the minor Tanaisim. It is Yom HaKippurim, and she is required to fast. It's a fast which is the Reisa, and she must fast. Siv Beis Ubro Sheirecho, a very interesting halacha. An expecting lady who recho, she smelled. V'penei mishtanim, and her face is changed. There's something not regular, not normal about her facial expression. Even if she doesn't actually verbalize and doesn't say anything, she doesn't say, "Oh, I need food." We whisper into her ear. This is interesting. This is it's not the words of Shulchan Aruch is a before Shagamor. Loich shin lo beozno. We whisper into her ear. Yom HaKippurim, that it's Yom HaKippurim today. Im niskaro daito bizikorin zeh. If she calms down and she relaxes and she's fine with that, mutav, then it's fine. Vim lav, but if she doesn't calm down and you still see that she looks very stressed and there's a potentially danger over here, machrin oiso, we feed her, ad she tisyashiv dat, until she's satisfied. So she can eat as much as she actually requires. Interesting halacha. We don't say only la de kezayis, only kezeves. No, we say she can eat as much as she needs until she's calmed down. This loichshin beozneo is also a very interesting halacha that we actually whisper into her ear. There is halacha we have to tell her in her ear, and many mefarshim go in great detail to explain what exactly that means. In terms of the facial expression, we're talking about facial expression changing over here without her saying anything. What happens if her facial expression doesn't? There's nothing odd about her, but she actually says she feels very, very weak. What happens then? The Mishnah Berurah addresses this question: if cotton vav nishtan upon of below nishtan upon of in machin lo isoy. It requires that. It requires that facial expression, that physical weakness, which is evident by just looking at her. Siv Gimel, kol adam shereach Michael. Whoever smells food when he stand upon of, and he smelled food, this odor of this delicious, I don't know, pizza or this delicious cholent or whatever it is, he smelled it when he stand upon of, and he just went. His looks changes immediately because of the smell. Mesukenu is danger. He's in danger now. And he feels that if he's not going to eat this, he's going to be in danger. Machin lo yisimenu, you're allowed to feed him. Again, this is there's a physical aspect of it which is visible. Yoledes, a lady who just gave birth, toich shlosh yomim, within 3 days, lo dis aneklal, she mustn't fast. So within 3 days after the birth, she doesn't fast. Mishlosh shvat shiva, if it's from 3 to 7, im omra tzrich anif, she says, I must eat, ma'achilin oisa, then you feed her. So from the birth till 3 days, she doesn't need to say anything. We just feed her. 3 to 7, if she speaks and she asks, we feed her, otherwise not. Mikan ve'elech, hariki chol odom, after 7 days, she's like anybody else. V'yomim eilu, ein moini moisa mesles, we don't count mesles, we don't count the 24 hours from the actual birth. K'go enim yolde b'shiva b'tishri b'erev, en machin lo yisi b'makipurim. So it doesn't go 24 hours, we count full days. But you didn't complete the 3 days until Yom Kippur. It's once he entered the fourth day after her birth. It's considered after 3 days. So we don't count 24 days, but we count full days. Apparently, the Rabbanim say that women are very, very strict on themselves when it comes from 3 to 7. And generally speaking, they don't want to eat. They prefer to fast. But one has to make sure that they are really ready for it. After 7 days, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Base that there is no danger anymore. She's like anybody else. But there is no more sakana. The birth is already behind her. You can't call it dangerous anymore. After 7 days, even if she says I must eat, if she says that it's because of the birth, in machlino see we don't feed her, unless she has a different condition. But the birth itself, in its own right, will not allow her to eat. Besides that, there's another discussion about the baby. What about the baby? Does the baby's well-being allow her to fast? That's actually an important question. Let's say she's still nursing and he doesn't take anything else. So there's a separate discussion about the well-being of the baby. The Bialochovi brings a famous Dvar Shmuel, widely discussed. He says, if the baby has got a child who is not well and is in danger of him, and he's only being fed from her, it's dangerous for the baby. She doesn't fast. Even in Makipurim. So what the Bialoch is teaching us over here is that there is an independent hetter, even if she's totally able to fast and totally fine to fast, if she's fully, the baby's relying on her and doesn't take any, and it's going to be dangerous unless she feeds him and we are concerned about adequate milk supply, then there's a heter for her to eat as well. This is even on Yom Kippur, certainly with the other Tanesim. And it must be emphasized, the Chazanish says that alternative milk is not considered an alternative, because obviously her own milk is much healthier and better for the baby. So you don't have to take into consideration the fact that it could be weaned off. That's not considered an alternative and an option. So if there's a concern about him getting in danger, which by the way is often the case, then she's got a heter to drink because of the baby. The Rabbonim and Hatzol, by the way, are generally more makel when it comes to expecting women. But this is what the Mishnah says. I also want to just point out that the Bialocha says, that whatever we discuss now with regards to a mother who just gave birth, the same will apply chas v'sholom cholila. If there is a miscarriage, the same halachas will apply as well. The Mapeles Dinukeledes. The next shame is shame will be the halachas in Siman Tov Reshut Ches with regards to Din Chole B'Yom HaKippurim. Somebody's not well, what about him fasting on Yom Kippur?